Yes.
I also think it starts with the conversation, Shasky, the conversation around the NBA. Said it'd be narrative. Like, for example, this is a perfect example. Yesterday, Kuminga, what were we talking about? We weren't talking about the game. We weren't talking about him adjusting to his new role of playing better. It's whether or not we're, like, psychoanalyzing him and trying to jump into his brain saying, well, Kuminga doesn't like it. He's not happy. You know, he got benched and yada, yada, yada. It's like, dude, that's unfair. It's like, we don't know what's going through the 22-year-old man. I know I was 22. I wasn't thinking about, you know, none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? But Kuminga being in this situation on a high-profile team, I thought his head had lit greatly. Instead, the conversation went the other way, which most conversations do. We see it in football. We see it in basketball all the time. And Levitard had a great point. And it's a small faction of it, but Levitard had a great point last week saying it's harder to build a 2 to 3 hour show celebrating what we saw. And it's easier just to rip people and fire everybody when they lose.
Well, but the Kuminga conversation it's got layers to it, like a 7-layer dip, you know, like there are layers to it.
Oh, I love a 7-layer dip.
I do too. Nothing is worse than when people just rummage off the top. You know, it's like, dude, you got to stick thing.
I only like it at home. I don't do the whole community 7-layer.
Well, that
dip.
I agree with. Yeah. No doubt. I don't want your knuckle all in my 7-layer dip. But, like, another aspect which we haven't even touched on, like, Kuminga did want over $30 million a year, right? So that is also in part because of it. So, you know, he could have accepted a deal, and now he wants more of a deal. So, I guess, in a way,
I have no problem with.
I know, but I'm saying, in a way, like, he is in control of that portion of the story. Right,
no doubt.
That is baked into it. So now people are saying, like, "Well, you think you're worth more?" Which we can have a conversation. Depends on how civil we want to be. Like, is he worth $38 million a year?
We don't know.
$43 million a year.
That's a team like the Brooklyn Nets say, "Here's $30 to $40 million."
Yeah, but that is also my right as a sports fan to say I don't think that's good money spent.
Right? Yeah, no doubt. You could say that. You could say that. But in terms of worth or whatnot, they're worth what they're worth. They're worth what a team thinks they're worth. And right now the Warriors is like, hey, we're going to wait on a contract. I think it's a great business move for the Warriors as they just reset their books to just sit patience. We talk about patience all the time. I tell baby Chaz in life, patience. Well, as sports fans, we need a little bit of patience, especially with this team right now. Just be patient. We're a long way away. Let's see. And he is a restricted free agent, so the Warriors have the right to match any deal here in this situation. And Kuminga's betting on himself. You know, it could, knock on wood, what if he turns an ankle? What if his production dips? Then he's costing himself, right, a lot of money here. He's still going to get a contract, so he put it on himself, and he bet on himself. And I have no problem with the player betting on himself.
Well, I go back to, you know, in part, who knows, maybe they still would have been able to trade him. But, you know, Harrison Barnes got off to a great start that year that the Warriors offered him money, and I think he denied it.
A $64 million contract for 4 years, and he bet on himself. Had a rough NBA Finals, 5-32 the last 3 games, but who remembers? And then he still got $90 million. Then he got 90-plus with the Dallas Mavericks.
No, I know, but I'm saying, I felt like it hung over him throughout the year, and he got the ankle injury, and he just, like, never could get it going. I mean, he had a good year. I'm not saying, but, like,
what is going on here?
What? He never was an ascending player like he was prior. Yep. And so, it's a tough spot.
To your point, though, he got hurt, wasn't as productive, HB, and still got a big bag with the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, but the money in the league was different because the league, remember, it exploded financially.
Well, yeah, the CBA, obviously, but it was a case in point. That he bet on himself.
Yeah,
didn't have the production.
But Isaiah Thomas bet on himself, and then didn't make the money.
Right.
So there are stories where it goes both ways.